Welcome to Up to Date. I'm Steve Kraske. Lee Steinberg is a former sports agent who represented some of the biggest names in American sports. Derek Thomas, Oscar De La Hoya, Steve Young, Lennox Lewis, Troy Aikman, and Ben Roethlisberger, to name just a few. He represented the number one pick in the NFL draft a record 8 times in a row. And if that doesn't strike a chord with you, maybe this will. Lee Steinberg was the inspiration for the Tom Cruise movie Jerry Maguire. But all was not wine and roses with him, and we'll visit with Lee Steinberg later on this hour. But first today, how travel apps can save you time and money when it comes to taking a great trip this summer. With us this morning to talk about some good ones is Dustin Jacobson. He's Chief Strategy Officer for Flat Square Technology Group. And Dustin, always good to have you here.
Great to be here.
Happy 3-day weekend
to
you.
To you as well.
Well, I was just amazed at the variety of travel apps that are out there. I mean, there's apps to help you pack a suitcase, apps to keep your family and friends in the loop while you're gone. I didn't see a whole lot of holes in the offerings out there.
Yeah, there really is an app for every combination of said things. Everything from packing to getting to the airport, the best place to park at the airport, the best restaurants in the airport.
And so this travel app to help you pack would say things, would tell you what?
Well, there's techniques to travel light. So, you know, if you're going, you know, X number of days, do you really need, you know, 5 pairs of shoes? Probably not. Mm-hmm. You know, how to pack your shirts so that they don't get wrinkled. So it's all that kind
of
stuff.
I need to take a look at how do you pack your shirts so they don't get wrinkled?
I've tried it and it doesn't.
Does it work?
But
not even
it's a good
close,
idea.
Right?
It's a good idea. And, you know, there's different ways that you can, you know, like stuffing your socks and your shoes to take advantage of that space. There's just lots of little tips and tricks like that to help optimize, especially now that, you know, a lot of the airlines charge you for checking a bag. So if you can get away with a carry-on, you know, you're even better off. You're saving money there as well.
Well, if nothing comes out of this segment, this next half hour, I just learned something. Put your socks in your shoes and there's something to save you some space. I just learned something. Okay. Well, while we're talking about apps to help our listeners travel elsewhere, let's ask our listeners for the recommendations they might have. What app is a must-have when you travel? Let us know at 816-235-2888. Again, that's 816-235-2888. Do you have a favorite travel app yourself?
Well, there's such a broad group of travel apps. You know, so when you start talking about travel apps, there's everything from, you know, planning to booking to, you know, navigating, exploring. You know, they're kind of broken out by several different categories.
Is the biggest category this notion of here's a cheaper way to travel, to book a flight, all those kinds of apps?
You know, I think the biggest category is probably finding the best things locally once you're there. Because a lot of people will still book their travel online because they're at home, you know, and maybe in the computer room and do it that way. But once you leave home, you're on your mobile until you get back in most cases. So that's where I see the most usage.
Well, is all of this, all these apps taking some sense of the fun of exploration and surprise out of the whole idea of if you're traveling to a foreign country you haven't been before, if you got the whole thing planned out ahead of time and you've seen pictures of everywhere you're going, some of the fun's a little bit out of the window, isn't it?
Well, I'd actually disagree because there's a lot of frustration in getting to those specific places. So these apps, and there's all different kinds of apps, not only help you identify which places you should go to, which are great, but then you can read reviews. Oh, this is overrated, or oh, don't forget it's closed on Mondays, or you have to dress. Like if you're going to certain places, you have to dress certain ways, especially around a lot of more religious organization, you know, landmark kind of things, you have to dress certain ways. So all that information is very helpful. So you don't show up and it's closed.
You know, that's happened to me before. My dad was in town once and went down to the World War I Museum. He really wanted to see it kind of Monday. And at least then, if I recall correctly, it was closed. And it was like not a good moment
for
the hometown team here.
Well, and a lot of the frustration, you know, people will go into the trip kind of knowing about where they want to go. You know, maybe have a list of 10 places or things that they want to go do or see. But then they have to get there. And if you're in the U.S., it's not as big of a deal because you can probably have internet access and maps and that kind of stuff. But even still, it still can be challenging to get get there. Mm-hmm. And that can be very frustrating, especially if you're in a major city, if you're in New York or San Francisco, or you're trying to get there via train or bus, and maybe you don't normally use those forms of travel. That can be really challenging. So those apps can be very helpful of take this train stop to this, then jump the subway. And then, you know, so those kind of apps are very helpful once you actually get there.
Well, you travel a lot more than I do, because you're young and good looking and very successful, unlike some of us here. So do you have one app that you find just absolutely indispensable when it comes to the trips that you take?
Well, for me, on the planning stage, I use Kayak quite a bit.
Yeah, I've used that.
And the reason that I like that is because I can really put in the filtering for the times that I want to leave and where I'm going, and it will basically span across multiple airlines. So for planning, I really like that. A lot of times for booking, you actually get the best price if you book direct, or you get more points. So I may find that Delta has the best flight for wherever I'm going and whatever I'm going to do. So then I actually go to either the Delta app or the Delta website and actually book it, as well as, say, the Marriott. Mm-hmm. I may have the Marriott app, but I still may book through, either the app or the website itself.
Because you do that again because?
Because typically you get more points if you get, those native apps from the actual hotel or airfare place. The other nice thing about that is if you're going to fly, I'm just using Delta as an example, is to have their app, because then you can get updates on delays, you can get updates on gate changes, all that other stuff that can also be frustrating when you're there. So I use Kayak kind of for research and then go and book my stuff, and then also for updates kind of along the way. But as far as then getting there, what I do is I add the addresses to wherever the hotels are or whatever, so I can easily click on it and it will launch the map and
amazing.
I can get there.
Yeah. Very helpful stuff.
Yeah.
Makes a big difference, doesn't it?
It does. And even if you're taking a cab from the airport to the hotel, I always still pull up the map because, you just never know which way they're going to go and how long it's really going to take. And I've had major differences in cost. I'm like, wait, you're not going the right way here. And I've had to kind of call them on it.
That's interesting. Great travel apps to help you get around this summer. That's our topic today. 816-235-2888. Let's go to Jim from Parkville. Jim, you're on Up to Date. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. We always like to use, if we're flying, an app called Gate Guru, G-U-R-U. The reason I love that app, first of all, airlines are not always great about telling you about updates or cancellations to your flights. And on a number of occasions, Gate Guru has been the first app to notify me that I've had a change in flight or gate or terminal. The other great thing about Gate Guru is that it will tell you about the amenities in various airports. So it'll tell you if they have restrooms, if they have restaurants, the kinds of things that are available. So Gate Guru has been a great app for us.
Hey, and Jim, when your gate gets changed or your flight's been canceled, does Gate Guru send you a text or an email?
It actually, through the app, you get a notification on your smartphone. And so it pops up immediately. But in more cases than not, I've gotten those notices more quickly than I did even from the airline. And in some cases, I found out cancellations through Gate Guru that I never got a notification from, even though I had a notification set up through the airline at the time. So it really became critical.
Do you have a lot of other apps, travel apps of one kind or another?
I normally do sign up for all of the various airlines if I'm using those to travel, and did just travel with the family to Mexico within the last 6 months and just got back from a trip to Italy. So some of those individual apps are also very, very important, I think, for the airlines that you're traveling in. But I like to have those extra apps if I can, and Gate Guru's been pretty consistent for us.
Jim, just one more thing, and I appreciate your phone call so much. Is it possible to have too many travel apps? Can you get overwhelmed with information every time you go out the door to take a trip?
I think you do have to be careful, because there are times that you will get competing messages sometimes if you're getting them from the airline and from Gate Guru. In some cases, they'll give you two or three, they can be minor changes, and you're going to get a notification. So you do kind of have to watch it. But I really find that the airlines are not always great, particularly in the airports. of letting you know that a gate change has happened.
Yeah.
I've shown up at gates and there's no one there, and I didn't really know why. Gate Guru is one of those apps that I think has kept me pretty well noticed up about what was going on, even if that didn't necessarily happen at the terminal.
So you could get a notice that says, your flight's leaving from gate 4. Another notice says, no, it's not. And then what do you do, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Exactly.
Jim, have a great weekend. I'm sure glad you called. Thank you.
Take care. Bye.
816-235-2888 is our phone number, our email address, UpToDate at KCUR.org. Adrian from Independence, welcome to UpToDate. Good morning.
Hi. Well, my two apps that I love to use, once you're on the ground or when you've got to your destination, I love Yelp, and it gets your location, and it tells you what's nearby, museums, attractions, restaurants, and if someone has a deal, if you unlock and you check in, you can get a free appetizer. So Yelp has been wonderful, and it also has a map connection, so if you're walking, it'll shoot you to how to walk or where to drive to and how to get there. And TripAdvisor is another one that I like for hotels and whatnot. So those are both really nice. Those are the only two I use. I used to use several different ones, and I've just stuck with those two for the past few years.
You know, Adrian, for folks who are listening to this who maybe don't have a lot of travel apps, are these things hard to use or pretty simple?
Yelp is very easy to use. You can do, I find that one just very friendly, great reviews, pictures, like very important things. They also highlight and point out areas or some places, especially like on the West Coast, that like festivals or certain places that only take cash. So that helped us in California because there were a couple of like taco stands and places like little RVs that were set up kind of like street fairs, and they made it a point to tell us cash only. So we were so glad to see that because, you know, we wouldn't have had that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one of, I do like Yelp. I think that one is probably the best one that's out there for me anyway, and I think a lot of people would like it. It's very user-friendly, and so is TripAdvisor.
Yeah.
They're both friendly.
Adrian, that's great. Thanks so much.
Uh-huh.
Well, she's a big fan of Yelp. Are you a big fan of Yelp, Dustin?
Yeah, I am. Because it's the scale of it, I think, that really makes it powerful. Because there's tons of reviews, a lot of people use it. And really, it's that scale, I think, that makes it valuable. So it's not just like one review, but you may have, you know, potentially hundreds of reviews.
I was going to say, you know, sometimes you look at those customer reviews like you do on Amazon, and I'm always really skeptical because always the first review is the most glowing thing, saying this particular CD or DVD or whatever it is you're buying is the greatest movie ever made or the greatest, you know, CD ever made. And I'm always like, well, okay. I mean, so you have to spin through and suddenly you're neck deep and you're in the eighth review and you're wondering, well, what am I getting here? You're balancing pros and cons. And I mean,
yeah. I mean, when you look at the average, kind of the average ranking, you know, that's kind of a good starting point.
Yeah.
But I always like to look at the negative reviews just to see what the beef is. Yeah, what their challenges are. And sometimes it's just like, they got a faulty product or whatever. So, and in the case of apps, it's the same kind of thing. It's like, you know, all the apps are reviewed. So, you know, a lot of times there's, you know, different ratings for each version as well. So you kind of have to take that into consideration that, you know, if an app comes out and it's really bad, it may get really poor reviews.
Yeah.
But then they'll update it and they'll add those new features or fix the problems or whatever it may be. And it may turn out to be a great app. So it's always changing. So it's not always, the best way to go about just purely on ranking, because that can change over time.
You know, I think I appreciate what you're saying about looking at negative reviews, because I am such a sucker for the positive ones. I start getting all excited thinking, oh, if this CD is so good, I've got to get this CD, because you've read the first three reviews and they're all glowing. So you must have for your collection. I'm in. You know?
And, you know, and I do really like TripAdvisor, that was mentioned as well, because it's a great way to help kind of filter out some of the because there's so many, like if you're going to a major city, there's, you know, hundreds of hotels. So it's a good way to kind of help start the list of, okay, I want to be in this general area.
Yeah.
I want it to be kid friendly. You know, I want one with a pool. Okay, here's your list of 10. And then you can kind of start, you know.
So you can narrow it that much.
Yeah, there's tons of different ways that you can narrow it by amenities and price and location and ratings. and all kinds of different things like that.
We're talking about great travel apps on UpToDate here as we get ready for the summer travel season. UpToDate has a tweet out there asking, what travel app would you recommend to someone visiting the Kansas City area? And this response came in from Lost Cause. The recommendation is Find It KC. You familiar with that?
I'm not in particular familiar with that, but there's a lot of kind of what's springing up now are local apps that are geographic specific.
Ah.
Because if you look at some of the larger apps, it's kind of hard to find and filter through some of the local stuff. So what you're starting to see is more and more specific apps, whether it be just, concerts going on or yeah. just, you know, very specific things, or in this case, focusing on just the Kansas City market.
Okay. If there's a great travel, local travel app you want to recommend, 816-235-2888, or a great travel app for anything, give us a call, 816-235-2888. Justin emailed this app recommendation, Roadside Shows Off the Beaten Path, Roadside Attractions he's talking about. It's a companion app to the Roadside website.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of apps that will, you know, if you're traveling from, you know, point A to point B, that will call out, you know, basic, you know, sites you should see along the way, whether it's the biggest, whatever thing of yarn or a unique, you know, chicken stand or whatever it may be. You know, there's always some fun things to kind of make those trips more interesting.
You know, is there a big difference, Dustin, between a good deal website like Kayak Pro? We talked about Kayak a minute ago. Or Orbitz? I mean, is there one that's generally regarded as the one to spend time with, or is it just your particular taste?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, my take at least is it's your personal taste, one that you're, you know, more used to using, because it's where it gets more complicated is if you're jumping around all the time, because every time you create a new account, then you have to, you know, fill in all your travel stuff,
yeah,
and here's
yeah.
my airline miles number and credit card and all that. So, I try and stick with just a couple. The difference is some of them focus more on different kinds of specials. Like Travelocity always has like last minute deals that have to be used within the next 2 weeks. So if I'm booking a trip last minute, I will go there because I know that they have some pretty good deals for last minute trips. So,
and there's also a last minute deal thing for hotel rooms, right? Like,
yeah.
like just the day before or even that day.
Yeah.
And what kind of deal can you get?
You know, it really depends. You know, when they started this whole kind of auction model and with Priceline, you know, their model has changed as well, where you can actually buy it at a regular price as well as bidding on it. So, you know, Priceline is still good. I prefer it more for hotels, but I found it to be very beneficial for cars, for rental cars. So we've been able to achieve a significant cost savings on my last trip to California. You know, I got a rental car for like, I think it was $12 a day.
Yeah.
Whereas normally through Hertz, it would have been like, you know, 50, 60 bucks a day or more.
Now, I'm struck by, you know, if a family's thinking about doing a vacation, even this weekend, mm-hmm. you could get on one of these apps and check it out and maybe get a hotel room at a great place for just a fraction of the total
yeah,
price.
Yeah, especially if you're not tied to a specific brand of hotel. You know, where it starts to get more expensive is if you only want a Hilton chain or a Marriott chain or whatever. But if you have some flexibility in location and the brand, a lot of times you can take advantage of whoever, you know, has the lowest booking at that time, and they'll auction it off at a pretty low price.
For a $200 room, could you get it for 50 bucks sometimes?
I don't know about 50. You can definitely get it for under 100.
Wow.
So yeah, you can achieve some pretty significant savings there.
Okay, back to some calls as we talk about great travel apps for the summertime. Suzanne from Overland Park. Suzanne, good morning.
Good morning. I am a frequent flyer and on American, and I have had on my phone Flight Tracker.
Mm.
And what Flight Tracker does is it gives you the gate locations, the times, especially if they're late, and it gives you, especially if you hub through other cities, it gives you the gate you're going into and the gate you're going out of.
Ah.
I have the American app, and up until recently, it was worthless. Flight Tracker, they say, is 80% accurate, but I find it to be much more accurate, and I travel at least once or twice a month, easy.
Wow. Great information, so, Suzanne. Thanks. Flight
you're
Tracker,
welcome.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, and you don't need the expensive one that goes into your email because you're probably not checking your email. You need the cheap one that just goes right onto your cell phone.
Oh, that's great information. Thanks, Suzanne.
Bye-bye.
Most of these apps are free, right?
Most of them are free, and most of them have kind of in-app purchase or premium things that you can add on.
Okay.
But for the most part, the free app is usually going to get you there.
Or if it's $2.99, it's,
yeah,
we're not talking a lot of money here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Brennan from Independence, you're on Up to Date with Dustin Jacobson. Good morning.
Hello. I'm a truck driver for Midwest Scrap Management, and I was wondering if there's an app for local truck drivers in the area where we can know what road is best for a big truck. Because sometimes we get down a road and we can't turn or get around for the other apps. So I'm kind of wondering if there's something specifically for truck drivers.
Well, that's a great question.
Yeah, you know, I'm sure there is.
there's
honestly,
something for everybody, right?
Yeah, there really is something for everybody. I mean, you know, the travel apps all have things like, you know, the speed limit of that area, and it'll change as you go into different zones. So I'm guessing that there probably is a trucking specific app, and it probably also has, you know, the way stations identified and all the other stuff that would be relevant to that industry. So I would just say take a look, and you'll probably be surprised. There's probably things that allow you to track your mileage and your, you know, how long you've been on the road for that day and all kinds of stuff.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Brennan, thank you. You know, I was intrigued by an app titled Sullivan's List. Browse through the top 100 events in the world, from running with the bulls in Pamplona to visiting the Leaning Tower of Pisa. What an interesting idea.
Yeah. And,
like,
you know,
a bucket list app, basically, is what
right,
it sounded
right,
like.
Right, right. Yeah. It's a, and, you know, what's fun about that is it kind of helps you kind of think big, like, okay, what haven't we done off this list yet? And then you can kind of plan around that, and you can prioritize, like, well, I'd rather go see this than that. Yeah, it's a great little kind of bucket list app that also allows you to get some good ideas on places to go see.
Betsy emailed us this, Local Eats for Restaurants. I guess that's an app, Local Eats, and can't drive to a dog show without the Pilot app.
Yeah. Yeah. There's lots of, interestingly enough, there's a lot of great pet apps as well that, you know, like, you can put in, like, their medicine, like, you have to take certain medicine, you know, like for heartworm
and
for fleas and for whatever, and track their grooming, and, you know, you need to groom them so often and things like that. So, yeah, there's all kinds of, like, pet care apps and a lot of great, you know, very vertical specific apps when it comes to, like, dog shows and other things.
Tim from Lawrence. Tim, you're on Up to Date. Good morning.
Great. Thanks, Steve. I don't want to endorse drinking alcohol, but for those of us that do, there's a great app called Liquor Run. And I was traveling in Boston recently. I'm not from there, so I didn't know where the liquor stores were. Just popped in my location, and it gave me the closest liquor store. It's great.
Well, that sounds like a good one. That's called Liquor Run, right?
Yep. And it was developed here in Kansas.
Oh, no kidding. No kidding. Tim, thanks for the recommendation. I appreciate it. Okay.
Thanks.
Anything else you want to advise us with here, Dustin? This is your last chance here. Another great piece of advice?
Yeah. A couple things. One is that it's always important to remember where you park your car. So I use kind of just my camera, but there are apps that actually allow you to tag where your car is at, which is
really
important, especially if you're flying back in a different gate or whatever.
Man, I've parked at those long-term lots at KCI, and once I couldn't find my car, and that was not pretty.
That's
a big
not pretty
place.
So
yeah.
That's something to keep in mind. Keep in mind that when you're traveling, especially out in more wilderness areas, that you may not have internet access. So make sure that you have it either locally what you need, or, you know, that you can get by without using an app. And the other thing I would say is that, you know, for business travel, there's an app that I use, called Expensify, that is great because it catalogs all my expenses for me, connects to my credit card. So, it puts all that information in there. So for me to do an expense report makes my business travel really, really
always such a hassle.
And it does mileage as well.
George, welcome to Up to Date. Nice to have you.
Hey, thanks. Hey, there's a newspaper in the town, a Hispanic newspaper called Dos Mundos.
Yes.
And they have a great app called Mi Zocalo. It's Z-O-C-A-L-O, Mi Zocalo, for finding cool, like, Hispanic events and Mexican restaurants, and everything is in English and Spanish.
Okay.
So that is a super cool app, iPhone and Android, called Mi Zocalo.
Okay, George, thanks for mentioning it. Appreciate it.
Yep. Thank you very much. Bye.
I want to thank Dustin Jacobson from Flat Square Technology for coming on and advising us and educating us on good travel apps. Appreciate it so much.
Yeah, it was great fun.
Have a great weekend, Dustin.